I requested to get
on stage. Good to go.
Hey, how's it going? We're here live in Miami. Oh my God, this is clicking. Are
you hearing me? Clickety, clickety.
I don't hear anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we're live. This is the NFT morning show. We change the name of the show periodically. This legit does not work. Anyways, how's it going, Pio? Are we going to kick this show off?
Yeah, it's going well, Nick. I'm just concerned there's no snare in your headphones, which I mean,
that's unacceptable.
How many years have we been doing this? So you wake up this morning, there's no snare.
There's no snare.
Unacceptable.
Mente doesn't even know the reference to that.
We should put that somewhere. Okay. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, today we are going to discuss Ordinal Maxi Biz ripping the new all-time highs with the rest of Ordinal's NFTs.
I own like 10 of them.
Yeah, Nick's got 10 OMBs. The controversial wormhole airdrop. Get wormed. And why FriendTech is on the rise again. So we have a lot of stuff to talk about. This is a very, very action-packed episode of the show, so get ready for it. We are still down in Miami doing the damn thing. Easy's actually going to
streaming. Well, Easy and I guess us, because I'm going to physically put myself into the camera frame while he's playing the game. He's going to be streaming Shrapnel.
I thought I'm going to be playing also. Okay.
Rotation. There we go. Today's show is brought to you in partnership with Shrapnel, the first person extraction shooter game and official gaming partner of Bodagos. They don't know yet, but I'm going to be playing Shrapnel today too. And they don't know that I got game. I've got game and they're going to see it. And I'm going to extract a bunch of stuff from opponents.
I'm going to extract a worm from my hole.
So Shrapnel did not want that to be a part of the read. But anyway, the training.
Oh, I didn't realize that was a sponsored read. My apologies.
It's okay. The training exercise 1.2 goes live today, ladies and gentlemen, in 51 minutes. That's at 10 a.m. Eastern time. It features over 330,000 Shrap token up for grabs through their leaderboard. This is a big event. This is a significant event. We're going to be participating. We're going to see who the best gamer is out of me, Nick, and Easy. I think you guys think that Easy is going to be the best gamer, but I think you're going to be surprised at some of the game that happens over here from me and Nick. Right after the show, we will be live streaming and playing the game, like I just mentioned, 51 minutes from now. And we'll be also giving away a Shrapnel operator during the stream. So you can tune in, you can play alongside us, against us, maybe, and more. Nick?
How much Shrap do you own?
I'd have to check, but I have like a significant amount.
I got a decent amount.
How much you have?
I think
11 grand Easy has. Nice.
I think I have about 10 grand as well. And the
Shrap, baby.
They just switched their tokenomics as well. Clemente, did you know that?
I did. And it's pinned up at the top for anyone that wants to learn more about it.
Oh, look at that.
But they're slowing the rate of disbursements, right? As effectively, something like that.
Yes, the token unlock is being reduced by 75% starting April 29th. And
that's like the Bitcoin halving.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Yeah.
It's the exact same equivalent.
They're literally pulling a page out of Bitcoin's book. There's no better book to pull a page out.
And do you know how you mine Shrap?
How do you mine Shrap?
You just extract it from people's wallets.
There you go.
The other thing to note too with the token unlock, it's way more like user friendly, I would say, because that unlock schedule is just going to end up playing significantly better into like the general retail market, which was clearly something that they focused on. And I think this is one of the first times we've actually seen a TGE adjust the schedule for the vest, the unlock, and the cliff periods in real time to actually make it more user-friendly for the general consumers, the player base, everything else that's going on with it. I think it's a big win looking through the tokenomics of it. And I think overall, this is going to ensure for like a much better longevity compared to some of these other Web3 games and like what's actually been happening. So I think they made the right move. I was very glad to see the transparency of it. I was glad to see the rollout of it. And overall, it's just a big win, in my opinion, for people that are invested in the Shrapnel ecosystem.
I'm super excited to play Shrapnel, and I think I'm going to literally surprise everybody in this house with how I light people up. I'm not even kidding.
So people were saying that gamers, real gamers, don't say, "I got game."
No, they just show it. They just show it.
Yeah.
They were laughing at your gaming lingo, Pio. Everyone in the comments is,
"I've got game."
No, they say, "I frag."
I frag. I know what that means. That means frag grenade. I know this stuff. I'm about to ball up. Nick's got the weather pool. Let's go, Nick. Let's go.
A little dead air there just because of what Pio just did. Okay, now we're live. It's the weather report. Play the music, Clemente.
What?
Worth it.
Nope. Oh, good morning. It's the Daily Weather Report coming to you for Thursday, March 7th. That's the seventh day of the month of March. ETH market volume, 40 million. Wow, with a little bit of a comeback there. Bitcoin market volume, 28 million. And Solana market volume, 18 million, up slightly. Solana on quite a tear. Everyone was fading it. They said, oh, Solana's dead. All that anyone cares about is ordinals. Well, those people are a bunch of dumb idiots. Already called it on the show if you were listening to it yesterday and the day before. But no one wants to listen to Nifty Nick, the best trader of all time. NFT market leaders, Pudgy Penguins. Are we going to turn this music down at some point, or are we just going to let it run? Pudgy Penguins down further, 9% to 13.4. Approaching my target price. Let me get that, Pia. Let me get it. Captain's down 10% to 4.6. Degods, okay. Degods are down 19% to 1.8. Some people call it Degods. Some people call it Degods. But Milady is up 10% to 5.3 ETH. She deserves it. Another all-time high. Over on Solana, Mad Lads and Tensorians are stable, but Kalanosaurs are down 8% to 31.7 SOL. Oh, my God. And on Ordinals, OMBs are up 25% to 1.7. That's a chunk of change. Good thing I'm still holding mine. Bitcoin puppets are down 15% to 0.18. Ouchie. And NatCats are down 25% to 0.09. Who could have seen that coming? You got Clemente trading those things. Over the past 24 hours, Wormhole releases details of its W token airdrop, with holders able to check their wallets for a potential allocation. The token is currently trading OTC at Whales Market at around $1.50 per token, with Mad Lads receiving the highest allocation. What? 3,200 unlocked instantly and 12,800 tokens vested over a year. That's hilarious. Everyone's talking about Mad Lads receiving the highest allocation. Not a single Mad Lad could figure out how to fucking claim it. So, dude. Hey, Bodagos all got $50,000 allocation, by the way.
Yo, hey,
but none of y'all are going to be able to claim it. But we're going to send out the press release saying that you got it anyways.
Bodagos got the second highest allocation after Mad Lads.
Exactly.
50,000 wormhole tokens. Shout out to Bodagos, everybody. Yeah. Yeah.
Good luck figuring that out. Frank and the D-Gods community were not pleased as they received only 2,000 tokens and cried like little whiny bitches. D-Gods are down 15% because of their bitch asses, and it's 1.8 ETH, and youths are down to 0.37 ETH. Maybe if you stop whining and suck it up. God, like, seriously. This market is not for the faint-hearted, but it sounds like the whole D-Gods community is. NFT statistics... NFT statistics reported that Blend loan liquidations reached an all-time high yesterday, but... Dude, he just tweets about lending because that's where all of his money is. He's all about making eight. What the hell did my...
Sorry. My foot hit the cord.
How did it... Like, no.
That's a janky cord. We're going to ditch the cord.
It's a janky cord. Well, what the hell? Can we just... Give me that cord.
We're recording.
Use this mic. No, just give me the cord.
No, he doesn't want to use the mic.
One second.
And we're back. I got an actual good cord. Jeez Louise.
Mark this janky cord.
Dude, that's as flaky as the D-Gods holders, dude. Bunch of little whiny bitches. NFT statistics reported that Blend loan liquidations reached an all-time high yesterday, with almost all major collections on ETH in the red. Over the last 7 days, Basie is down to over 20% in ETH terms. It's still $70,000. Everyone's like, oh, it's down so bad. I went and looked at it. 70 grand ain't bad. Mutant Ape Yacht Club down another, wow, 31%. It is fucking painful as a Mutant Ape holder. I'm down from like 20 grand recently down to like 10 grand. This thing's a disaster. Pudgy's down over 30%, but that's all good. That's off of them flipping apes. And Moonbird's down 33%. We're not going to put floor prices in here, though, because we're just as dumb as D-Gods holders. Milady's, however, continue to rally up 40% in the last 7 days to 5.2 ETH, a new all-time high. Over on Ordinals, Ordinal Maxi Biz are up to a new all-time high of 1.69 BTC after releasing mint details for their Orange Eyes collections, including one green eye receiving one allocation and a combination of red, blue, and green eyes receiving four allocations. Mint prices differ between 0.09 BTC, 0.29 BTC, and 0.99. God damn, that's like pretty expensive. And the mint date is still to be revealed. Dude, in what world can you offer a mint for $40,000? That's incredible.
The public price is 0.99. I think the allow list price would be 0.29. And then whatever the OMB price would be. That's
absolutely bonkers. Yeah. Yo, shout out to ZK.
The Bodaga Super Pack got priced out of this one.
Yeah. Holy cow. Congratulations to all the OMB people. I mean, that they have proven to be the most diamond-handed of all the holders. I also hear they're big fans of me. Lastly, it was a green day for alts with ETH and Bitcoin steady as Solana's up 12% to $142. I mean, guys, we said don't fade the trade and just hold it. That's the only thing you're supposed to do. Just keep doing the trade.
Not that hard.
It's pretty straightforward. I saw OSF tweeting being like, I mean, I think Solana's easily going to hit 200. And I'm like, yeah, like, what? Hold on. We've been talking about it being like 500 to 1,000. What are you talking about? Say up 12% to 80 cents. Jupe up 28%. Wen up 15%. And major meme coins bleeding 15 to 20%. Obviously, I mean, dude, the meme coin rotation is just volatile as hell. It's as volatile as the emotions of D-God holders. Let's hop into the newsletter.
Ladies and gentlemen, what a 7-minute performance right there from Nifty Nick. Did not know that that was coming. Some updates from the Daily Digest, which has been rebranded, but we can't seem to figure out how to put that into this call sheet.
It just doesn't show up here.
Daily Digest is posted to X platform every morning and pinned up top. It's emailed to anyone that subscribes at thenifty.com.
Or dailybones.com. You can really go there. I mean, the site looks like shit.
Top stories. NFT Statistics reports that blend liquidations reached an all-time high yesterday as Ethereum collections continue to dump. Big story then there. By the way, NFT Statistics, Sam is going to be on the show. I believe it's on Monday. He just booked, so very excited to have him back on the show.
Is he going to talk about his new position?
I think he probably...
He's going to give the grand reveal? Get ready, market. Sam's going to tell you where he works.
Can't wait to have...
I wonder if he's going to talk about their 401k program over at his new company.
Can't wait to chat with him. Should we just aggressively dig into his medical benefits?
Yeah, exactly. What, like, will this cover my therapy?
Anyway, next story. Backpack announces that they will be listing the W token on launch day. Of course they will, because Mad Lads got the W token way more than everybody else. If you have a Mad Lad.
Not a single Mad Lad literally can figure out how to claim any of the, quote, airdrops that they got.
They get all the airdrops.
There's not a single airdrop has gone to a Mad Lad holder, by the way. You have to literally, like, you have to take a test and pass the test, and it takes 3 weeks to get a response to figure out whether or not you passed the test, and you need to get at least 76%. A lot of people have been failing recently of the Mad Lad's test, and then you got to go back through the whole thing. They kick you out of the Discord, and then you got to go back through the cycle again, actually.
You have to read Braille. Get the airdrop. Exactly. They check your SAT scores, prostate exam. It's all
look at that. Wow. What happens to the ladies? How are they gonna pass that test?
Well, there you go. Next story, DeFi on Solana is booming with TVLs up to $2.9 billion, the highest since May 2022. Definitely back. Bangers sold out a 333 supply ordinals collection for 0.013 bitcoins each, with the collection doing a 5x.
Did you get some of these, Clemente?
Is that in the super pack?
No, we did not get one. I realized I completely forgot to add a story, which...
Add it in, baby.
Binance has released a new fragrance.
Oh, there we go.
A women's fragrance to add more inclusivity. It's called Crypto, and it was surging in popularity yesterday with the sale beginning yesterday.
I hear they're about to roll out a collection called Pots and Pans.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that's just a joke about women being in the kitchen. No. We're trying to be more inclusive here.
Yeah. Hey, look, we're just having fun, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate all of the ladies that listen to the show. I think everybody can kind of agree that that Binance putting out a ladies fragrance.
Oh, no, I heard they just understand women.
Yeah, they no one understands women like CZ and Binance. Anyway, that is a very funny thing. It's borderline a parody of what you would think an organization would do in crypto that wants to attract women.
Maybe some vacuum cleaners or something like that.
Let's put out a fragrance. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, those are the stories from the Daily Digest, the newsletter, whatever.
I'm just making gender jokes.
Yeah. Hey, look, ladies and gentlemen, have a laugh. Have a laugh, everybody. Ordinal Maxi Biz, the mint details were revealed. OMB revealed mint details for the Orange Eyes collection, featuring anywhere between 1 and 14 mints, depending on the amount and types of OMBs owned. Mint price is varying between 0.09 Bitcoins to 0.99 Bitcoins. This was definitely crafted in the way that, for example, Bored Ape Yacht Club kind of rolled out, like if you have a Bored Ape, you get a Kennel Dog, you get a Mutant, you get the coin. And I feel like where we're at in the cycle allows you to do this. So it was a very strong move that will make the people that have the NFTs happy and make the people that make the NFTs the most money. And that's basically how crypto works. So there you go. Like, that's kind of how you have to do it.
How inclusive is this collection though? That's what I'm wondering, you know, like are we being inclusive to minorities?
I'm going to go ahead and say yes. Yes, they are.
Okay. Shout out to OMB for being inclusive.
Very inclusive. And I will say it's been very interesting to see the ratio between Node Monkeys and Ordinal Maxibiz. Literally earlier this week on Monday, they were neck and neck. There's basically a 0.1 Bitcoin difference. And the Node Monkeys were like, hey, we're going to flip Ordinal Maxibiz. We're the number one collection.
They were saying that?
Yeah, yeah. And since then, now Node Monkeys are down to 0.6, 0.64. Ooh. And I want to, that's the next piece.
Do you want one?
He's been calling 0.6 for these.
Bitcoins is a lot. Do you think buying one Node Monkey is going to outperform sweeping the floor of Little Pudgies?
You want to split one?
No.
Okay, well.
I'm not interested personally in buying Node Monkeys. I don't want an army of Node Monkeys to bother me after this. What I would say is that I have ordinal collections that I'm interested in. Node Monkey's not one of them.
Well, it
that's
does
not to say that
I was saying that Node Monkeys were gonna flip OMB, but that's looking incredibly unlikely at this moment.
Not great. I will say I
how does the provenance of the Satoshis that Node Monkeys are on compare to the provenance of the OMB? So I'm dead serious. I'm asking because the OMB Satoshis are the best.
Well, it's also different supplies, right? Like Ordinal Maxibiz right now is a 2,000 supply.
And Node Monkeys is 10,000?
10,000.
What are we even talking about?
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, in terms of market cap, Node Monkeys are still almost 2x more.
There's more of them.
Yeah, but overall, I will say the provenance of the Satoshis of the Ordinal Maxibus has to be more notable.
So the provenance of the Satoshis.
So you got way better Satoshis and you have a smaller supply?
Oh, and you have a straight-up cult.
Yeah, and you have a literal cult?
Yeah. That's bullish, if you ask me.
They're literally – yeah. Anyway.
I mean, I will say OMB does have one of the strongest communities basically in all of NFTs, just hands down.
I was going to say, I guarantee the average number of death threats that are exported from the OMB community is higher than the average number of death threats from the Node Monkeys community, I'm assuming.
I don't know. That's a subject we don't like to discuss. I'm going to be honest.
I'm down to discuss it. Very down to discuss it. There's been some speculation on the death threat ecosystem from Node Monkeys for sure.
Oh, so Node Monkeys is putting out more death threats now?
Yeah. So publicly for sure.
There's definitely some
drama that's going on. Yeah, there is some drama. A good friend, T.O., has been going back and forth with the Node Monkey founders, and there has been some speculations of blackmail.
But death threats towards Trevor at this point, I feel like that's like an outlier. You have to remove the death threats to him.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like the broader death threats outside of him.
If we're taking a mean reversion on death threats in the Ordinals ecosystem, then I think you may be correct here. I think it's a lot closer than people are understanding.
Okay.
You know who does not have death threats? Puppets.
Oh, no. Puppets. Everyone's just having a good time with the puppets.
Well, their motto is world peace.
World peace.
It's that simple.
The puppets. World peace. There you go. Anyway,
that's a very Farouk-like energy, I feel like.
The checking in on the Ordinals ecosystem in general. Ordinals overall volume has cooled off down to $16 million in the last 24 hours. Clemente.
Yeah, for context, it was at $45 million on Sunday.
That makes sense. I mean, it felt like it was. It felt like it was.
It felt pretty damn hot. And ETH NFTs have just been getting absolutely slaughtered.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait for the raging bull of ETH NFTs within a couple of weeks. Basically, that I would like to see. Pudgies to me are very interesting.
Of course,
at 10 ETH basically is what the target is. And if you got little pudgies coming all the way back down to like one ETH as well, there's no world in my mind, in which case, like, these don't at least return
go to all time high. Are we thinking that Pudgy Penguins has met its all time high in ETH terms forever? It'll never break it again.
I don't know that part. I mean, I will say when ETH is ETH rips, and which it's been holding up pretty strong relative to Bitcoin. This has been like one. This has been a weird cycle basically that we're going through right now, where Bitcoin is just like straight up essentially. And you have like ETH and Solana kind of like trailing along like with it. They're like sort of neck and neck essentially. That like Bitcoin goes up, Solana and ETH come next. But it's not been like Bitcoin cycle, then the alt cycle. That it hasn't been this like perfect thing that everyone describes, because the markets aren't perfect. Everyone's always like, it's like, this is exactly how the cycle plays out. And it's like, okay, like there's no way.
Last cycle, if you really look at last cycle, it's a weird one. It basically reached near all-time high, like within a few thousand dollars of all-time high, early as hell in 2021. Then there was a mid-cycle bear market for basically the first time.
In the summer.
It's like 6 months, right? And then it goes back to all-time high.
That's when NFTs went like wild.
Right, but I mean, think about all that matters actually, and I know you're going to laugh and blah, blah, blah. All that matters is Bitcoin, right? That's like, I'm serious. It's all that matters.
Oh my gosh. No, keep it going. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can't see off camera, Jack, one of our, most valued employees over here, team members, is laughing his ass off at the table right now at Nick's response. But anyway, and then it went to an all-time high in October 2021, which is just a wild cycle compared to if you look at the charts of the previous cycle. It is wild. And now this cycle, you have Larry Fink and the boys from TradFi, literally 9 ETFs and counting, 10 ETFs and counting, 11 ETFs and counting, and an Ethereum ETF approval on the horizon. I literally wake up in the morning with like a giddy smile on my face for a potential Ethereum ETF. Like, you're talking about, like, there's already a crazy fire burning, like that people are just cooking over a crazy flame, and all of a sudden someone comes through with a bunch of like random ass other gasoline and just throws it into the fire. Things could get weird. So I really, 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 really hope that the Ethereum ETF gets approved. And I think it will.
I mean, overall, it's hard. Like right now, my price point, when you look at my portfolio, my allocation, my demographic, I think.
What's your demographic?
Being able to.
Sub 50K.
I am very bullish on Ordinals. I think it's a very interesting ecosystem. If you're a long-term holder, long-term buyer, this is getting very interesting with Quantum Cats getting near that 0.3 Bitcoin level, Puppets getting down almost 50% from their highs. I tweeted out on over the weekend. I'm like, hey, I think this is a heat check moment for Ordinals. I got called all kinds of names. I got called, I can't
for
even
just
repeat.
Saying like, things might not just continue to like exponentially go up.
Yeah, but it's very interesting.
Did they call you Clemente, the Chilean guava juice maker?
Yeah, that's what you might get called.
I think it's like Pio. I just put Pio on the spot here a little bit. Pio, you've been wanting to get exposure to Quantum Cats. Buy your first ordinal, which
I have an ordinal.
Oh, you have a Pizza Ninja, but like your second ordinal. What would be
Trevor's doing great marketing for it right now. Let me tell you. He's basically just shitting on every other collection, being like, oh, well, those node monkeys, that guy's a scammer. That guy's a scammer of scammers. Elite scammer.
They did their Pizza Ninja number one, which is on a rare Pizza Satoshi, did sell on Sotheby's, I believe, for over $170,000.
Which is so cool. That's super cool.
It's a great flex.
That's super cool.
Hasn't pumped the floor price yet, but yeah.
That's super cool.
Pio, what price would you consider getting into and getting exposure, getting access to the Quantum Cat ecosystem? Keep in mind, they are supposed to evolve again next week. And we did see a mini evolution where one got a golden cape and now gets a Taproot Wizard.
I'm dealing with the fact that they went to 0.16 and I knew, I was like, that feels like a very, very appealing price to buy one of these things, and just didn't buy one. I don't care. Like, I was never ever gonna buy an OMB or a Node Monkey, so those things going up, I don't like care. It's like if you show me some random meme coin, like used car, I just was never going to buy that. So when used car goes up, it's like, okay, cool. Like, shout out to the people that have used car. I don't really care. I don't like it when things that I'm really interested in, that when I just don't pull the trigger and then they go up. So now, like, that 0.16 number is like burned into my head with the Quantum Cat. I'm going to figure it out. I just know I'm going to like buy it at 0.3 and then there's going to be some crazy market pullback and it goes down to like a quarter.
You can buy another.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I definitely have bought the top of many collections, Pio. And so far it's aged poorly.
Well, and you say you Clemente's over here going like, you can buy another, you can dollar cost average in. Yeah, I can dollar cost average in for $30,000 a pop into a single JPEG. Like, it just, hey, go turn your Bitcoin into a bunch of single JPEGs. You know, it's like, it
is pretty wild with some of the prices on these things at this point. I mean, the Bitcoin whales are a completely different beast. I mean, shout out to the Bitcoin whales. Those are the real ones.
The crazy thing is that like actual Bitcoiners like that become interested in ordinals, which will happen. I know this guy who,
you know, a guy.
I know this guy who never bought a single, like there's these like purist people. Do you know what I mean? And he never touched Ethereum NFTs because they weren't like on chain, even though there are some that are on chain, but I guess he just like didn't really mess with that. He doesn't mess with Ethereum. Let's just call a spade a spade. And then when Ordinals came out, he just aped insanely hard and he's got millions of dollars of Ordinals. And that doesn't count the tens of millions of dollars that he has of Bitcoin. As more of those guys just decide to deploy.
Are we going to be partying with these guys?
I don't even know if this guy parties. I don't know what this guy's deal is.
No, it's going to get weird.
Yeah, that's what, like, I mean.
Well, comparing.
And Joe McCann just launched a fund with Dan Held for Ordinals only. It's like, oh, okay.
It's absurd. I mean, what? A Quantum Cat right now is worth, what's
0.3 Bitcoin is
0.3
at least 22K.
But compare that to last cycle with ETH NFTs.
Cheap.
A cool cat was worth like $60,000.
So last 20 cycle. 20
ETH floor. What are we talking about?
At some point.
At some point.
Yeah.
Right. Last cycle for NFTs. First NFT cycle. That means something. Only a few actual collections to choose from that were like any. There's basically like 12 things you could have possibly bought. While NFTs went so mainstream that Paris Hilton talked about them on Jimmy Fallon. I mean, like, we're talking about a crazy mainstream run. This time you're going to have, in my opinion, more overall volume. I think we're already trending that way, but a more organic and crypto native version of that. That's what I think.
Oh, so you think less of the Paris Hiltons, less of like the mainstream media.
If we get back to that point, that'll be crazy. I think the volume to get back to that point will be nuts.
Did someone put pen on this couch, by the way?
Tory Lanez did. Right, ladies and gentlemen, that was an inside joke for people staying in this house. We weren't super satisfied with the house at first, and Nick was trying to get a partial refund, and the guy was being the biggest jerk.
The guy came here.
He was being the jerk. He was like, "You planned your company offsite in Brickell?" In Brickell? Like, as if we're like,
and I was like, I'm sorry, where was that? Was I supposed to go to Puerto Rico?
Yeah, Brickell's like a nice
what
neighborhood. The fuck?
Like, what are you talking about?
The hell do you care? And then he was like, Tory Lanez stayed here. And I, like, if I was there, I was in the shower while that was happening. It's like, oh, so Tory Lanez is incarcerated right now for shooting a woman. So I don't really care about him staying here.
But it's like, wow, okay.
This is one of the most coveted Airbnbs that we actually have. You should be thankful that you get to
He told me that the door to this house cost $45,000. I was like, what the hell are you talking about, dude? Well,
Nick, you did sleep in the exact same bed that Tory Lanez slept in.
How well, it smells like I did, dude. That, like, I feel like the sheets aren't even clean here, man. Like, I'm going to need, like, a full, like, cleansing after we get the hell out of this place. I cannot wait to leave this house. It's ridiculous.
We leave here on Friday. We extended the stay by one day because we're just making so much progress with the program that we're going through right now that it was we got to keep this going. We're staying for an extra day, staying until Saturday so that we can get a lot of work in tomorrow. But anyway, moving on. Wormhole's controversial airdrop.
Very controversial.
Wormhole revealed the airdrop allocations for users. And by the way, actually, real quick, I want to remind everybody, before we dive into Wormhole, today's show is brought to you in partnership with Shrapnel. Shrapnel is the first person extraction shooter game, official gaming partner of Bodogos. The training exercise 1.2 goes live today at 10 a.m. Eastern time. That's in 23 minutes. We're going to be playing it. It features over $330,000 of $330,000 Shrap token up for grabs.
I'm taking them all.
Through their leaderboard. Right after the show, we're going to be live streaming and playing the game ourselves. And we're also going to be giving away a thank you, Easy.
Did I get one?
Easy brought in some coffee. Thank you, dude. Right after the show, we're going to be live streaming and playing the game ourselves. And we'll also be giving away a Shrapnel operator during the stream. You can tune in, you can play with us, and more. It's going to be a lot of fun. Easy's got the setup right there. We're going to set up a camera right after we get out of the show so that we can live stream the game. He brought a monitor. He brought his like high ground keyboard, all that stuff. We're ready to play.
Tory Lanez has played
Shrapnel on his computer, and then he shot somebody in real life after he shot someone in the game. Anyway,
shout out to Shrapnel.
They're sponsoring Tory Lanez next because he's on brand. First person shooter. Anyway, we're gonna be playing.
I don't know about that one.
It's gonna be a lot of fun. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait to do
it. Wait, hold on. You were saving me a piece and then just... Okay.
Well, you got sweets too? There you go. Got some sweets here. Wormhole's controversial airdrop. Check out the Shrapnel stream after. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to see how much game we have in gaming. You're going to see it. Can't fake it. Can't fake gaming.
Well, it sounds like your try.
Wormholes revealed the airdrop allocations for users, including Mad Lads. Mad Labs get all the airdrops, receiving 16,000 tokens with 3,200.
That's what they say.
I've heard the amount of times I've heard Mad Lads get all the airdrops. That it's
I haven't got shit.
Literally, no Mad Lad has ever gotten an airdrop. Receiving 16,000 tokens with 3,200 unlocked right away, and D Gods and Utes receiving only 2,000 tokens. Besides, despite many being very active Wormhole users, Clemente, you are very plugged into the social media side of the crypto space. What are you looking at us for? What's going on?
He goes, what the fuck is that?
Anyway, Clemente, was this a positive marketing moment or a neutral one or a negative one?
So the
actually,
scoop,
be totally objective.
The scoop was, Frank basically.
I don't mean for Frank. I mean for Wormhole.
Clemente.
So here's the rundown. Basically, for the last 3 months, Frank has been the biggest super fan and like advocate for Wormhole. He's basically saying like, "Hey, Wormhole, like we're here for you." There were literally people that bridged. There were multiple comments that were like, "Dude, I bridged my U and D God 25 times across." They were just jumping it back and forth and jumping forth.
Which is exactly what the Wormhole team was looking for.
They were loving it. I mean, they're probably seeing usage spike and they were like, I received zero. And
no, but I saw the people tweeting that. It was like, I tried to farm this airdrop in a way that everyone else, quote, farms airdrops. I don't really give a shit about the product, but I deserve a ton of money. And fuck you, Wormhole, for not giving me tens of thousands of dollars. The thing that's more annoying is when they like, and then there was like the way that the D Gods Wormhole thing happened was Frank was tweeting at Wormhole saying, "Hey community, go reply to this tweet to like say that we need D Gods to get airdropped," and then they did. So they did get airdrop money.
they only got a few thousand dollars. Oh, I'm sorry. You only got a few thousand dollars? Shut your damn mouth. You just got, dude, I've never, I have a Damien Hirst because I'm a great art collector. You know, a lot of people know me as a great art collector. I have one on my wall at home. You know what I've gotten for that? Literally nothing. It just sits on the wall. No one has come in and said, oh, that's a Damien Hirst. No one has any fucking clue that that's a Damien Hirst because there's a small number of people that even give a crap about that, but I don't get anything for it. I don't get anything for the chair that's sitting in my apartment. It's a nice leather chair. It's sitting there. It reclines. I kick my feet up. It does a lot of great stuff, but I don't get a wormhole airdrop for it. Yet the D-Gods holders think that they deserve a ton of money as a result of it, and they were all very unhappy with the amount that they got. I will say that what they were really pissed about was how much Mad Lads quote got, but we have not we have not met a single Mad Lad holder that has actually been able to claim.
We know a guy that has 31 Mad Lads and he didn't get any.
He hasn't received a single airdrop, basically, and he's actually pissed about it. Like he's supposedly earned $500,000 in airdrops, but has not been able to claim it.
Anyway, look,
I've been told not to discuss it, but I'm just throwing it out there because there is a little bit of behind the scenes drama going on. Apparently, we're not allowed to talk about it.
No, anyway. So I'll say this.
Hey, see what he's trying to do? He's trying to cover it up. I just want everyone to know. I want everyone to
Watergate.
Know that there is a scandal that's taking place behind the scenes. So I just want, but we'll glaze over it.
So I'll say this. It's for D-Gods and Utes. Utes are down to 0.35.
That's so crazy.
D-Gods are down to 1.8. And when you think about the reality of what they're dealing with right now, Frank's value add, his value prop was like, hey, I can leverage social media, my presence as a marketer as a way to give you guys value. But when you look at D-Gods and the reality of where they're at right now, they don't have a business model. They don't have any revenue. They don't have any real business that I guess they're trying to build for when compared to other projects. It was pretty much the community or the friendship company, and that's kind of falling apart, and people were very excited for this wormhole airdrop. It was what Frank has been working for or marketing about, and now it didn't live up to expectations. It's like, okay, what's next? Like,
well, on the I agree with you on the D-God side. We'll have to see how that whole thing plays out. On the wormhole side, everybody knows wormhole's name in the entire crypto industry now. So that's definitely that's a W for
it's,
sure.
It's been branding. I don't know if it's been under like, this is one that feels a little more like one of the more negatively framed airdrops, I feel like.
The people that did receive the airdrop are probably pretty jazzed up.
Yeah.
The question is, do you buy the token here? Do you buy the W token here?
I don't know. I feel like it's not a meme token. Like at this point, I'm interested in dogs and cats.
Fair. I wouldn't touch this with a 10-foot pole, to be honest. Do you remember they raised Wormhole raised hundreds of millions of dollars in November.
I do remember that. Yeah, huge raise. We were very
impressed.
I'm
going to look it up exactly what the number is, but like
I'm not saying that I'm bearish on Wormhole. I'm just saying like in terms of options of me
token
buying tokens.
A dog or a cat.
I love the dogs and the cats.
So they raised $225 million at a $2.5 billion
That's
valuation.
Incredible. Crazy.
Incredible.
And
holy shit.
Incredible.
To me, this and the way I've looked at their Twitter and kind of how they operate, they do feel very, I mean, not very corporate, but at least the way they
corporate or put together.
Put together, but not in the crypto native like approach, right? Where it's more loosey-goosey. They more are degen approach, which is fine. But with that, I think the wormhole token is understanding what you're getting into is important. And I'm not a tokenomics guy. I don't know what the unlocks are like for VCs, and you are going to have this selling pressure that happens over the next year or so. So yeah, but either way, it is trading. I forget what the exact valuation is, but this is going to end up being
$1.50 or something.
A multi-billion-dollar stimulus for the NFT economy, basically.
If everyone got their airdrop, which they didn't.
Well, there's X amount out there. It wasn't burned. It's out there, so we're going to see. Moving on to Frentech. Frentech speculation is heating up as points have begun selling pre-market for $3 each, and Racer, the founder of the platform, is teasing points and a revamp for the platform. Frentech share buyers are back upped. Wow. To over. Damn. Is anyone buying my shares? What's going on?
I got a DM from somebody like days ago on Frentech being like, oh, I thought. This is so dumb.
Frentech share buyers are back up to over 1,000 per day after bottoming at 100 last week.
You're telling me people didn't love the product? There's 100 people on the platform. This one's the biggest crypto product in the world right now with 1,000 users, essentially. That's what we're saying about Frentech right now. This thing is an absolute fucking joke. The space should be ashamed of itself. Because all the people pumping it don't give a shit about the product. If they did, they would be using it. But the product itself, no one actually cares about because it's dumb. It's like being like, oh, this is the next Twitter. That's what like all these all the people that were pumping their bags that were aping in and stealing your money, basically. They were taking your money from you as they convinced you to buy their token for 1.5 ETH or whatever the hell it was. Dude, this thing is an absolute joke. And everyone else was like giving deep analysis about, oh my God, you know, I mean, this is definitely the future of finance. You
people
know,
like, came on our show and told us we didn't get it. I was like, oh no, I get it. I get it. I won't be putting money into it.
I mean, dude, if no one's there and a tree falls or whatever, did the tree fall? You know, that's what's going on Frentech at this point in time. There's more people that came to my birthday party than came to and let me tell you, I don't have a lot of friends. So like this is absolutely ridiculous, but my birthday was not worth $1 billion. So that's like an absolute like joke at this point in time. Dude, this thing is
Jack has his hand over his face right now.
Nick, you have to be there's way too much emotion. You have to provide analysis on for the listeners are should I get back into, is there money to be made here? What kind of moves
I would prefer to flip
dog token.
Flip meme coins, yeah, at this point in time.
Buy a dog token.
Dude, this is so ridiculous. So the problem is it's like I don't have enough time to play that game. And the problem is like basically what you're looking for in all these different situations is what is the structure of the game that I'm playing? And there are people that are way smarter than me as it applies to playing financial like win loss. What do you call it? When it's not win-win, it's
PvP.
Zero sum games, basically. So when you're playing a zero-sum game, there's like certain dynamics that exist there, and Frentech is a zero-sum game.
If somebody focuses on playing that very zero-sum game 20 hours a day, how am I going to compete with that person?
Exactly. Whereas meme coins, to me, is really interesting. Now, you could ride this trend, but it's a way harder thing where you have to select who are the people that are going to... It is interesting.
Retail won't be coming to Frentech.
Yeah, but you're betting on individuals who are going to be effective at marketing, whereas meme coins are like inside groups, essentially, and you're looking for the early tip. There are similarities between these two games, essentially, but there are similar dynamics. I will say that much.
Well, the Frentech game, the way I'm looking at it is you're literally farming points. Like you're not trying to buy shares so they go up in price. You're basically trying to participate to maximize your airdrop, just like Blur. And it's how well can you play that game? And I would check to see how many points you guys have received. Because if those things are selling for $3 a point, like I forget how many Thread guy had, but that's going to end up being like a five-figure airdrop if the price is maintained.
Yeah, I'll check.
I mean, I'll definitely check for the points because your boy likes free money. Like, and shout out to them for giving. Dude, this selling pre-market price to me is also meaningless. Like, what? Don't you think everyone that gets the token is just going to instantly dump it?
Yeah, but it's also include like they're. I think they have something going on where they're cooking up something where people are gonna be like, oh, like it's a Ponzi. They're gonna make the Ponzi even more exciting, and it's gonna rally even more. They're gonna do a little jab, a little hip step, and it's gonna get very interesting to see. I think.
I mean, yo, shout out to them for coming up with the more effective Ponzi. I have realized in this space, like at the end of the day, you're really building games. The distinction is whether or not you actually want to play playable games like Shrapnel, which is what we're going to be playing momentarily, yep. Or if you want to actually make just like token games, basically, which is a zero-sum game where we're all competing against each other to extract as much money out of each other's pockets. Like that's where what we're playing at this
point. Or almost like teaming up, like what we're seeing right now with like Whiff or Bonk or some of these other meme coins. It's almost like the space collectively teaming up against retail. Against like the
make
next,
this the thing that right, retail right. buys. Well, one thing I can tell you is that retail will not be buying my FriendTech share. That's not really how retail works. Robinhood is not going to list my FriendTech share on the platform. Anyway, look, ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be a breakout app in crypto, and maybe it's a video game first
by like 2050.
It'll probably be a video game first.
In Pio's mind, that's like a sufficient time for like adoption to happen with a new technology.
Yeah. Anyway,
it's definitively not. I think the wheel had more adoption.
Wheel was pretty good. The wheel is a pretty good invention.
The wheel had more adoption despite not having an internet.
The wheel is pretty good.
Than crypto products did as a percentage of population.
But according to Pio, it goes most revolutionary inventions, Bitcoin, electricity.
I didn't rank it above electricity.
E equals MC squared.
They're all on the same line. They're all on the same line. Fire is pretty big. Fire is pretty good. And the wheel is pretty big too.
But Bitcoin's up there along with these.
I mean, now you're having me compare Bitcoin to the wheel and fire. That's the fact that we're even having the conversation says a lot. Anyway, the breakout app might be a game. Probably will be a game.
Where would toilets fall in that ranking? That's what I'm curious
this
about.
Is pretty good because today's show is brought to you in partnership with a kick-ass game called Shrapnel. We're rapping right now. We're rapping. The first-person extraction shooter game and official gaming partner of Bodago's The Training Exercise 1.2 goes live today at 10 a.m. Eastern.
We're about to go play it right now. That's why we have to leave.
Easy's telling me to rap, and I'm rapping. It features over 330,000 trap token up for grabs through the leaderboard right after the show, a.k.a. literally right now. We're going to pack up this show, take the camera, put it over there.
They already know it, so let's do it.
And we're going to stream the game. Me, Nick, and Easy are all going to play the game. I don't know if Clemente is going to play the game. I don't know if Clemente knows how to play a video game.
I got game.
All right, he's got game. We're going to see who's – I'm going to call it. I think you guys are going to be surprised at how well I do against these guys.
I don't think we will be.
Okay. You're not – there's people – like, you look at me, my arm lengths are small. Like, you see how quickly because my arms.
There's nothing about your physical body that makes me think you're good.
Acting like you're playing a controller, but we're using a keyboard. So let's just start with that.
Arms are shorter than Pio's, my brain actually communicates way faster.
Oh,
my brain
I like that.
To my fingers, I like quicker, that. So I actually have a quicker trigger.
My
finger
brain
than,
takes so long to connect with these gangly, these long arms. Anyway, look, ladies and gentlemen, that's our show. Check it out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts.
I think I'm
YouTube,
the shortest of all
video.
Three here.
We're about to play this game, Shrapnel. What did somebody say?
The comments are comparing toilet giving inventions that don't match up to Bitcoin. And the best comment was, Pio hasn't used a toilet since he bought Bitcoin.
I don't even know what that means.
Alfalfa.
Alfalfa. Hey, look at that. A very frequent commenter. Shout out to Leafs93
hey,
for that comment.
Thanks for joining. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on the live stream for Shrapnel. Really excited.